Yes. Well, we've got a good group, so why don't we get started? I will just begin by introducing myself again and welcoming you all to our November conference call. My name is James Stultz, and in addition to being your host today, I'm the Dean of Education for the PPS Success Mastery Program. To begin today, Paul is going to talk a bit about the four doctors, and after about 15 minutes or so, we'll open it up for any questions you might have, whether they're about the four doctors or anything else. So with that out of the way, let me turn things over to Paul.
Well, good morning. I'm excited to talk about the concept of the four doctors. As I will show you here fairly quickly and efficiently, the principles of the four doctors are the foundation principles of personal, professional, and spiritual success mastery as taught in the PPS Success Mastery Program. I'll start by telling you a little bit of the history of the four doctors. Really, there was three doctors. I added the fourth doctor for reasons that I will explain shortly. Hippocrates is a famous physician he was a Greek physician, and 2,300 years ago, 2,370 years ago, he was very, very well known for his success in treating all sorts of ailments and diseases. Hippocrates basically used about 40 herbs, and he used a pig's bladder filled with sand to do exercise, which would be very much similar to what you guys would know today of as medicine ball exercises. And using a very simple approach, he was highly successful, so successful that today most physicians, when they graduate, take an oath called the Hippocratic Oath, which essentially is a pledge to do no harm. Hippocrates believed that no matter what ailed a person, it could be tracked to one of three primary problems. He categorized these problems under the headings Dr. Quiet, Dr. Diet, and Dr. Happiness. No matter what was wrong with an individual, he felt that it was either a lack of self or quiet time, incorrect dietary practice, or depression, anxiety, etc., which came not knowing how to expend one's energy in a way that produced happiness in their life. The difference between what Hippocrates practiced and what I practice is very little. I added Dr. Movement because Hippocrates was very unlikely to have had to deal with the kinds of patients that I deal with, which are people that are sick and oftentimes quite toxic inside from lack of movement or a sedentary lifestyle. What I'd like to do now with that brief introduction is talk a little bit about the principles of the four doctors and how I use them and how I teach them and share how they're related to the PPS Success Mastery principles. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the Tai Chi symbol, which is created by the forces of yin, female, cooling, receptive, nurturing energy, which would also be called in Western philosophy the anabolic principle. The word anabolic means tissue building, creative, constructive, or recovery. It is also the cycle or the energy cycle that's connected with the right brain hemisphere in the brain, which is the holistic capacities, the ability to see the big picture. The yang energies are called catabolic energies. They're fiery, hot, destructive, and creative. For example, you have to melt rocks down to make iron or to get precious metals out of them. So while the fiery principle is destructive, it is also creative. The catabolic principle is seen in the body as connected to the left brain and the sympathetic or the fight-or-flight nervous system, while the anabolic principle, as I said earlier, was connected to the right brain, it's connected to the anabolic functions, and it's connected to the parasympathetic or the digest and eliminate nervous system. Well, the principles of yin the anabolic principle are connected directly to Dr. Quiet and Dr. Diet. The catabolic principles, or the energies of Yang, male energies, are connected to Dr. Happiness and Dr. Movement. So how do these play out in our lives? How do these very basic principles literally create the foundation of everything that we do? Well, first of all, I'd like to state that Dr. Quiet is the chief physician. In Chinese astrology, Dr. Quiet is the equivalent of Wu Qi, which means emptiness or nothingness. And Wu Qi is the womb of all creation. It gives birth to Tai Chi. Dr. Quiet is Wu Qi. Dr. Quiet is where you go in deep, non-rapid eye movement or dreamless sleep. Dr. Quiet is also connected to, in science, what is called the absolute, or the aspects of space beyond the created universe. How it relates to you is your sleep, your rest, your recovery. How much time do you need for yourself in order to achieve optimal anabolic, catabolic cycles? My philosophy that I teach my students is work hard and rest hard. It's very, very easy to get caught up in media, cell phones, emails, multiple tasks at once, trying to work two jobs at once, et cetera, and people just get wound
right up, and they never have time for themselves. Many of my clients
haven't had a vacation in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. These are all
the exact kind of problems that Hippocrates would have saw creating diseases connected to Dr. Quiet, or a lack of self-time. Next, we have Dr. Diet. You are what you eat. So to the degree that your diet is not nourishing your body with living, vital, energetic, nutritious foods with which you can replace the cells of your body and balance out the hormonal system, then you're going to have problems that are directly linked to diet. Typically, you'll see things like injuries that don't heal well, body shapes that are unattractive, hormonal systems that are out of balance, problems with digestion and elimination, mental challenges such as poor mental clarity, an inability to calm the mind. And oftentimes you see people who have these problems with Dr. Diet get stuck in what I describe in the book, The Last Four Doctors You'll Ever Need, as the sugar-caffeine cycle, which leaves you tired and wired. So Dr. Diet, then, and Dr. Quiet are our anabolic cycle, our female principles. Dr. Happiness is a catabolic principle because most of the things that people do that make them happy are typically things like riding their bike, skiing, climbing a mountain, having fun, playing. Usually we're playing when we're happy. So I put Dr. Happiness as a catabolic principle because more people by far than not are doing things that they would say make them happy. So how do you get in trouble with Dr. Happiness? Well, what you'll find, it's very, very common amongst human beings, is if you say, what makes you happy? Most people will say, I don't know. They're never really sure, which means if you don't know what makes you happy, you'll never know when it's in your life. A lot of people, for example, get divorces or break up in relationships thinking the grass is greener on the other side, but then when they realize after the fact that they were actually happy with the person they had before, sometimes it's too late by the time they go back. And because they didn't really get clear on what made them happy, they didn't realize how great the relationship they were in was at the time. So we look at what are called core values in Lesson 1, and we try to help people find their legacy, because when you're living by your core values and you know what your legacy is, you're likely to be happy. I know that from personal experience because I really enjoyed my life, and I'm living my legacy, and I live by my core values, and I'm happy.
Our next catabolic principle
is Dr. Movement.
We always have to move enough to pump our body to keep it clean. Every time a muscle contracts, it moves blood toward the heart with venous return, and every time a muscle relaxes, it absorbs arterial blood. And if you don't get enough movement, it puts tremendous stress on the whole cardiovascular system. We also have to look at what are called biological oscillators, which are the energy centers in our body that produce electromagnetic energy that is used by the body for health, for movement, for thinking, and for our physiological functions. The biological oscillators are the brain, which is a strong but not the strongest biological oscillator. The strongest by far is the heart, which is 5,000 times more powerful energetically than the brain, and finally the intestinal tract. So when we're getting enough movement, we synchronize biological oscillators, which means that your brain, your heart, and your intestinal tract work in synchrony, in an octave relationship. Just like musicians that play music together may not be on the exact same note, but they're in octave relationships, so there's synchrony, there's harmony. Today we also have a lot of people that suffer from waiting too long to work out. Most people that go to the gym today go because they don't like the shape of their body, which means they're typically overweight, out of shape, and unhealthy, yet they go to the gym to work out. So the term workout literally means work your energy out of your body, but most people don't have enough energy to begin with because they have not followed optimal relationships with regard to Dr. Quiet and Dr. Diet. So as you can see, Dr. Diet and Dr. Quiet are the foundation through which you accumulate energy, and Dr. Happiness and Dr. Movement are the vehicles of expression of that energy. And when one is eating well, resting adequately, and moving well, in my opinion, it's almost impossible not to be happy. I've never met a single person in my life that was getting adequate rest, eating well, and had a balanced exercise program that wasn't happy. The reason for that is energy always wants to create, and it is the nature of the universe to create novelty, something new, something interesting. And healthy people are also spontaneous. They're not repetitious. They don't get trapped in their left brain and do the same old stuff over and over again, so their life is never boring. So I will conclude this brief introduction to the four doctors by saying that to the degree that we're able to balance the movement of our energies through the yin principle of Dr. Diet and Dr. Quiet and express those energies effectively by doing what makes us happy and getting adequate movement, that we are happy, healthy human beings. We are more loving. People that are happy, healthy, and loving don't pick fights, don't get stuck, don't get stuck in dogmas, don't start wars, don't support unnecessary wars. And people that are balanced in their yin and yang energies are pleasant to be around, they learn quickly, and they are the leaders of society. And anything that we do to ourselves to balance our anabolic and catabolic energies automatically changes our energy field. And since we are all projections of space, and space is homogeneous, anything we do to ourselves for the better automatically improves every sentient being in the entire universe. This is a very important concept to understand, because most people are out there trying to fix other people without working on themselves. And this is where the saying, physician, heal thyself, comes from. In the mastery program, I teach that health simply means that you're willing to take responsibility for yourself, and to be spiritual means you're willing to accept responsibility for what you create moment to moment. Thank you for allowing me to share my ideas
on the four doctors with you and express how important these four doctors are for each of us to not only achieve a state of happiness and well-being, but to really explore and enjoy our lives while we're here. I'd be more than happy to take any questions if anyone would like to ask a question about what I've just discussed or about the PPS Success Mastery Program.
I have a question.
Well, hit me.
Okay. This is Chezi Green, and I'll be joining you in December in San Diego, but I will ask the question. The yin and yang symbol is a symbol that does not have hierarchical meaning. Yang is more than yin, right? Am I correct with that?
The yin and yang symbol is not actually fixed. It's never the same for anyone. It's in constant movement.
Right.
It's if you look at a picture of a galaxy. If you just draw a circle around a galaxy like the Milky Way, you're looking at yin and yang.
Okay.
If you look at a human cell, you're looking at the expression of yin and yang.
Okay.
It's completely dynamic.
Is the case with the four doctors the same, meaning it's dynamic, or there, because you said that the quiet and diet doctors are the sort of the initiators for building the energy, and then the happiness and movement doctors are the one who are in charge of sort of creating.
They express the energy. So think of yin, or Dr. Diet and Dr. Quiet, as the equivalent of the womb. Like when a woman's pregnant,
right?
That is yin creating.
Mm-hmm.
But when the child is born, that and it's alive and it's awake and it's sentient, that would be an expression of yang. But within yin and yang are each other. So yin always carries the seed of yang. So, for example, you can only stay in bed so long before you're just driven nuts by being in bed and you got to get up and do something. So when yin reaches its peak, it always wants to express itself as yang. So anybody that's balanced in the principle of the four doctors always takes enough time for themselves and eats properly, and that energy just literally pushes itself out of them as the desire to create and the desire to become.
Yes.
And as I'm sure you know, anytime you exercise or complete your day, you've spent a given amount of male or yang energy. And inside, when yang reaches its peak, it carries the seed of yin. So whenever we express ourselves naturally and fully, it always segues in, leads us into a beautiful period of rest. So they feed each other, and they're constantly enfolding on top of each other like a wave rolling on itself.
I understand.
Paul?
Yes?
Yeah, Paul, my name is Jean-Philippe. I'm from Montreal. I'm glad to speak to you today.
Thank you.
I'll try to explain you in English my question well. Firstly, me, I'm a nutritional counseling, and I try to explain to my customer that the nutrition and energy are very important for us. And I want your opinion about that. I don't know if you can answer me well, but did you know Dr. Raymond Peets?
I know the name, but I don't know what the philosophy is.
Okay, because me, I have his work with me, and I try with my customer, and I know the problem with some people is to eat too much polyunsaturated fatty acid and get stressed all the time. Are you agree with that, with the thyroid function and everything, you know?
You say eating too much fatty acid?
Too much polyunsaturated fatty acid, like omega minus 3 and minus 6.
Well, very few people are eating too much omega 3s. That's pretty hard to do today, unless you get trapped in a salad truck or something. But today, most people are eating far too much omega 6s and far too much trans fatty acids and processed saturated fats.
Yeah.
So they're eating a lot of unhealthy fats. People are actually very, very deficient in quality fats. They're deficient in cholesterol. They're deficient in saturated fats, good saturated fats, such as high-quality free-range animal fats, coconut oil, or the fats from an egg yolk. They're deficient in high-quality omega-3 fatty acids, but they're way over the top in omega-6 fats and processed saturated fats. The ideal ratio based on research on developmental men or cavemen was between 1 and 4 omega-6s for every 1 omega-3, what would be considered to be a balanced ratio, ideally, is almost 1 to 1. So for every 1 omega-6, you need at least 1 omega-3, but the studies on cavemen or developmental men from things like people that were found in, trapped in the ice or in digs, anthropological digs, showed that our developmental ancestors were eating between 1 and 4 omega-6s for every 1 omega-3. So the window's quite tight. The average American today is eating approximately 30 omega-6s for every 1 omega-3. And if you read the book, the Omega Diet by Simopoulos, she shows research done on mice where they fed them the standard American diet based on that fatty acid ratio and tested the intelligence of the mice, putting them through mazes, and the average mouse on the American diet had a 40% drop in intelligence. So I would agree with you that people are eating too much of the wrong type of fat, but I would tell you also my opinion is that they're fat-starved for real quality fat.
Okay, but do you agree with the thyroid function and to increase metabolic rate to increase the yin function or the yin energy for the anabolic process?
Well, everybody's different. This is why I practice metabolic typing. So what works for you could be devastating for me. And, okay. This is where the saying one man's medicine is another man's poison or another man's disease. And with metabolic typing, we seek to find out what the ideal ratio is based on your racial, ethnic, and genetic needs. So I do not believe in a one-size-fits-all diet plan. I've seen it cause cancer. I've seen it cause lots of energetic problems for people all over the world. And I believe every diet has some benefit for somebody. But the secret of metabolic typing is to find out what diet works for you, and also within the confines of a given diet is learning how to learn to listen to the body so you know what the body needs. Anybody that's healthy will have a strong enough connection to their body that when they'll be able to read their cravings correctly. So someone that's healthy will know when they're low on omega-3 fatty acids, not because they'll crave omega-3 fatty acids, but they'll crave the foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids. Anybody that is healthy would, for example, crave cholesterol-containing foods if they're low on cholesterol, which is very typical today because people are under a lot of stress, so they manufacture their own cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
So really for me, it's very, very simple. In the confines of Dr. Quiet, means eating right for your personal needs and eating high-quality food, and the healthier your body is, the more accurate your ability to interpret its moment-to-moment needs, which show up as craving for different foods. The problem with a lot of diets is they put restrictions on you, and then if you start craving something, for example, if you're on the Atkins diet, but you start craving spinach all the time, or, green leafy greens or nuts, you could be really craving omega-3 fatty acids. And if you're low on omega-3 fatty acids because you've got a health problem like a parasite infection and you're following an Atkins diet too rigidly, you can actually poison yourself by eating too much meat, particularly if you're cooking the meat. So you see, whenever you're on a diet plan, it almost always comes with rigid parameters, and that's as bad as it is good.
I thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking the question.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Lizabetta, and I've got a question, if I may.
Please do.
I just recently started life coaching, well, holistic life coaching with a level 3 practitioner.
Good.
Here in Brooklyn, and one of the things that he suggested I do is RT, and I just wanted to get your opinion on release technique.
Which technique are you talking about?
Release technique.
There's a whole pile of them out there.
Really? Well, the thing is, what apparently these guys are coming to New York to do a 3-day seminar workshop.
About ART, Michael Leahy's technique?
No, I believe it's Larry Crane or Levinson as well.
Uh-huh.
A gentleman by the name of Levinson.
Yeah.
Does that sound sort of familiar?
I know the name, but I'm not familiar with the specifics of the technique. You're talking about a soft tissue technique for releasing adhesions and normalizing length tension relationships in the musculoskeletal system. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, he didn't go into great detail. He basically said that this would sort of help. I mean, and from what I've read on the website as well, is that it's a system that's been proven to sort of help people eliminate negative thoughts on the spot because, as you know, you create your own universe.
Oh, EFT, your, like emotional freedom technique.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There's lots of different forms of it out there.
Okay.
What I'll tell you the most important thing, though,
mm-hmm.
is having the intention to heal yourself and to manage yourself.
Okay.
What you'll find is that there is, you know, the old saying goes, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Right.
There's many emotional freedom techniques out there. Most of them are using tapping on acupuncture points. And if you study Taoism, each of the meridian systems is connected to an organ, and each organ carries a positive and a negative emotion. And all those techniques are doing is using those acupuncture points as an access to the organ that holds the energy of a given emotional energy. So the heart, for example, is the home of love. The liver is the home of anger. So if people have problems with anger management, they'll usually use the liver, gallbladder, meridian, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So any of those techniques is going to work fine. The thing that's making the technique work more than anything is your desire, your intention to take responsibility for yourself.
Okay.
But if you're interested in that, I would say it's a fantastic thing to learn. I've seen it help many people. One of the practitioners at my institute, J.P. Sears, uses it very effectively, and I've even referred him some of my clients to let him do some of the work on them, and they've had fantastic results.
Okay. That's wonderful. J.P. Spears, you said?
Sears. Like
Sears, okay. That's like
Door Sears, J.P.
Right.
Sears. You might want to contact him.
Right.
And ask him his opinion. His email address is searsjp@yahoo.com.
Okay, Sears.
And just let him know I referred you, and I'm sure as soon as he can, he'll respond to you.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Glad I can help. Have a look at the Mastery Program. There's all sorts of technologies in there that will help you not only apply the type of techniques you're talking about, but it will give you a structure within which to use them.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Unless there's a last question here, I'm ready to move on to my next appointment. Does anyone have any last-minute questions?
Hey, Paul, I have a question.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, this is just in regards to the not the most recent blog you put up, but the one before. There's a little segment on a patient you're working on that had a spinal cord injury.
Yes.
And I was just curious on his progress, what you're doing with him and stuff like that, and just kind of the intention behind working with his injury.
Well, the intention is to help him accomplish his goal, which is to walk again.
Right.
He's doing fantastic. It's the work we're doing is blowing people's mind. You know, he spent over 5 years in a specialized
rehab unit that specializes in brain and spinal cord injuries, and they're just completely blown away by his progress. His family's blown away. He's blown away. He's got tremendous increases in motor activity in his legs. When he came to me, his legs are literally just dead, and he's getting tremendous amounts of activity now. I mean, he's got great extensor activity. He can, he's actually had so much motor activity in his legs, he's almost stood up out of his chair one time when I was personally working with him. I design these programs and work intermittently, but I turn these people over to my two primary assistants, which is Josh Rubin and J.P. Sears, and then I get back involved whenever there's a problem or whenever there's a reevaluation. So I've just been checking in on him, and he's been doing amazing. I mean, it's just literally a miracle to watch him change.
And they're working, like, physical rehabilitation and energetic work as well?
Yeah, we do a lot of... my system is physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So we look at a person's physical issues, so their entire structure, the nervous system, the hormonal system, the digestive, the eliminative. We do a very comprehensive evaluation. It takes us about 4 hours to do the physical assessment. We look at all the lifestyle factors. We look at your entire mental, emotional history, the most stressful events in your life. We look at your core values. We look at your, what your definition of what your own definition is of why you're here in this lifetime. And if you don't know why you're here, then we work to help you find that out so that we can channel your energy appropriately. I work people like this to learn how to manage their mind, their thinking, so that they could be more effective at creating what they want. I work with these people to understand why they got the injury and what the blessing is for them through the injury, what the gift is.
Mm.
And I also work with them spiritually. I try to identify any blockages they have with regard to their understanding of life, of the divine, what their definition of God is, or if they don't have one, what their model is, and if it's working for them, great. If not, then I seek to educate them on the metaphysics of life so that they can have a complete structure that begins with the subtle or the invisible energies and channel those energies all the way down into the tangible or the physical energies.
Okay, great. That's wonderful to hear. I mean, I've just been curious ever since I saw that blog on, like, his progress and what was going on with it, because I think it's just amazing that, you know, he's not just sitting in a rehab clinic. You know, he's working on a lot more than that, which is great.
Yeah, well, he was in one for 5 years, but he's good buddies with the famous skateboard star Danny Way, who I rehabilitated from a very bad spinal cord injury when, once again, the doctors told him he would never ride a skateboard again. He was actually, Danny was a quadriplegic for a while, then he became a paraplegic. And Danny got to me through a referral from a professional surfer, and when Danny came to me, he could barely walk. He couldn't hardly ride a skateboard on flat ground. And 4 months later, I released him to his first skateboard contest, and he won the contest, made $25,000 his first day on the job. Since then, he's set multiple world records, has 2 Guinness Book World Records, jumped the Great Wall of China, set the world record for the highest bowl jump, jumped 35 feet out of a helicopter into a bowl.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that they said would never ride a skateboard again. So I use all these principles all the time. I won't work with anyone that's not willing to work at all levels of reality.
That's great. Well,
that's what the Mastery Program's all about.
Yep.
All right, guys. It's time for me to move to my next appointment. It's been a pleasure to share with you today. Thank you for the excellent questions. Feel free to browse the Mastery website, and I'm sure you'd really enjoy the concepts that I share in my new book, The Last 4 Doctors You'll Ever Need, How to Get Healthy Now, which you can read the first chapter of that multimedia ebook right on the PPSSuccess.com website. So feel free to have a look and enjoy that first chapter for free.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys. Have a fantastic rest of the day wherever you are.
Thank you as well.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll have another call next month, so keep an eye out for announcement.
Okay.
I'll talk to you at 3, James.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.